I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to the Statman Dave Football Podcast. This is episode 68. On today's episode, we're going to talk the news, then we're going to discuss the Premier League action, Leicester City versus Tottenham, and of course, Man United versus Southampton. But anyway, let's get this party started. It's news time. So first up, Anderlecht are Belgium champions. They'll be entered into the Champions League group stage as a top season for Anderlecht, who seem to be going down the real right route of developing young players through their academy. Then Doncourt and obviously Yuri Tilsman, really key to their victory this season in the league. In transfer news, Chelsea, there's two little bits of news. First up, contract news. Eden Hazard has been told that he'll be getting a £300,000 a week new deal at the end of the season, making him the main man for Chelsea for years to come. An interesting move considering he's been heavily linked with Real Madrid, and the players have been coming out and supporting Eden Hazard from Real Madrid, which usually means that transfer will happen. But Chelsea making some interesting moves there. They've got to keep Hazard if they want to keep put in a title challenge next season. It's as simple as that. He's been their best player by a country mile. In other transfer news, they've been linked with a £42 million move for Bakayoko, which could be an interesting one for Chelsea to evolve the side, maybe go to that 3-5-2 I've been talking about. Fabregas as a DM, Kante and Bakayoko as the two shuttlers. That'd be such a scary midfield. That'd really give space for Fabregas because, those two players could pressurise the opposition, opening up that pocket for Fabregas to dictate. In FA news, they're apparently going to be punishing diving from 2017-18 season, which for me is a little bit of a silly one. I think the referee on the day should be making that call. I think going back and looking at incidents like that, not a massive fan of. I understand the need for, going back and looking at things like violent conduct or, over-aggressive tackles or really bad tackles or things that the referee doesn't catch, but retrospective diving, don't know. It's just part of, I think it's become a little bit part of the game, and it seems like a weird one. Sometimes when players are too honest, you think of Coutinho a few weeks ago who got massively hacked in the box when Liverpool needed a goal. I think they ended up drawing that game. If he'd gone down, it would have been a penalty, but because he stayed on his feet, it wasn't given, and it's just one of these things where I'm not a massive fan of this new ruling. I think there's other things that need to be done first. For example, video technology to maybe check goals out before you're looking at something like this. But whatever, the FA can do what the FA want to do. They are the kings. They're in charge. The big boys. Anyway, let's move on to some quotes. So there's been some interesting quotes flying around the world of football. We've got Lahm, we've got Delete, we've got Antoine Griezmann, we've got Isco. First up, Philipp Lahm. In his final press conference at Bayern Munich as a player, he just said something really nice. I just hope the fans remember me as a good footballer. Of course we will, Philipp Lahm. We'll remember you for that goal in the World Cup in 2002. The absolute rocket from the edge of the area. But what a player Philipp Lahm was. Bayern Munich are going to be, I think they could be a sort of Dani Alves-esque hole for Bayern Munich, for a player that's been so good for them for a number of years now, and he's not there. Dani Alves obviously moving to Juve, but not retiring. Barcelona massively sort of feeling the loss of Dani Alves, and I think the same thing will be for Philipp Lahm. Joshua Kimmich obviously there, potentially could step in. Nicolas Schüle maybe as a fullback, or maybe Jerome Boateng as a fullback. Be quite an interesting one to see what Ancelotti does next season. Anyway, moving on to other good young fullbacks. De Ligt, 17 years old, Ajax player, leads the crowd into chants and stuff. What an absolute hero. Loves Amsterdam. When asked about the Paul Pogba being worth more than the entire Ajax starting 11, he came back with this absolute banger. I've never seen a bag of money score a goal, as Cruyff used to say. Seems like he's got his head screwed on and, you know, will be an Ajax player for years to come. Obviously, he made his national debut as well for the Netherlands, so he's got a massive future ahead of him. Antoine Griezmann dropping some bombs about Juve and Buffon supporting them for the Champions League. Let Juve win the Champions League so we can give Buffon the Ballon d'Or, which would be lovely. In final, a little bit of quote news. Isco came out with support for Zinedine Zidane. Where we are is thanks to Zidane's work and rotation, which is an interesting one. Obviously, Isco was a bit part player come January and, you know, forced himself into the side with some really good form for the B team and obviously starred in that Champions League semi-final. So credit to Zinedine Zidane for his rotation and, of course, Isco. And a final bit of news, if Dani Alves wins the sextuple this season, he'll become the most decorated player ever, surpassing the mighty Ryan Giggs. Anyway, that's that for the news. Let's move on to the Premier League action. First up, of course, let's talk Tottenham playing away at Leicester City. What an absolute corking game that was. Tottenham scoring 6 goals to Leicester City's 1. What a fantastic result. Some interesting aspects of Tottenham's play. Sissoko was at right wing back, which was an interesting one. Maybe this is where his best position could be. You think of his strengths. He is athletic. He's powerful on the ball. He's got quite a good engine on him. He can get up and he can get down. And I just think this right wing back role, if Kyle Walker's moving on, maybe Sissoko's Tottenham career will be saved playing at right wing back, because he did quite well against Leicester. Did well getting forward as well as in a defensive sense. And other players, of course, we've got to talk about Hurricane Harry Kane with a 4-goal special. His last 2 goals were quite funny. Both of them were pretty much right on the edge of the box. The same sort of low shot to Schmeichel's right-hand side. Just low-driven shots, and both times he got beat. But in terms of Harry Kane, he's been fantastic this season in the Premier League and is currently Premier League top scorer. In the race for the European Golden Boot, though, he's currently in 8th position, with players like Lionel Messi, Bastos, Lewandowski, Aubameyang, Zeko, Luis Suarez, Cavani, all ahead of him. In terms of Bastos, that's quite an interesting one. You know, a player that's really started to excel at the back end of his career, another sort of target man-esque striker, but just hit a really good patch of form in his later years. 31 goals this season in the Portuguese league, ranking him 2nd behind only the great Lionel Messi. But Hurricane Harry Kane, it was a big swing for him. The 4 goals, he was on 22 before the game, 2 behind Lukaku, and now he's 2 ahead of Lukaku. In terms of the Premier League hat-tricks, though, you know, he did score 4, but he did get his hat-trick, of course. He's now scored at the same amount of Premier League hat-tricks as Ronaldo, Bergkamp, Zola, Diego Costa and Cantona combined, which is pretty incredible, and becomes the fifth player ever to score 3+ hat-tricks in a single Premier League season. If you look at his goals in 2017, he's only scored 5 goals less than Manchester United. Just putting these all into sense is a real interesting one. Harry Kane isn't a one-seed at season wonder. We knew that. If you ever watched Harry Kane during his season where he really performed, that first season when he blew onto the scene, it was more than that, and he showed that again for Tottenham against Leicester. What I love about Harry Kane is his ability to drop off and sort of create. He isn't just a goal scorer, which is incredible. He can score goals from outside the area, he can score goals from inside the area, but he can also drop off. And I think that really helped with Son. Son has shown some brilliant form in the last 2 months, obviously winning the Premier League Player of the Month for April, but he's continued that form in May. In terms of the last 2 months, only Harry Kane and Joshua King have scored more goals than the South Korean. I absolutely love him. And in the Bundesliga, he was so good at Leverkusen, would just score hat-tricks and, you know, bang goals in for fun. And he's finally hit that form, and it looks like he's really happy, which is really nice to see. You know, modern football, it's all based on money. I just love a guy smiling. I love his celebration, you know, celebration with Dele Alli for his first goal, and then his celebration with Pochettino for his absolute fantastic second was brilliant. You know, lovely little bit of skill outside the area, and then cracked it. That's sort of like a classic Son goal. He's got such power and elevation in his foot, and you know, a very low backlift. But he'll be vitally important if Tottenham can win the Premier League next season. And this is, you know, potentially one of their only chances. Playing at Wembley is going to be tough, but we've seen Monaco do it with a very young side. But that, I think the thing thing that Tottenham potentially need to do is maybe blend in one more experienced attacker. Maybe Jermaine Defoe could be a good option to bring in there. But Tottenham were fantastic. Alderweireld at the back as well was at his playmaking best. Hit so many wonderful long passes for the first goal. Brilliant ball to Son and then back to Kane to slide home. But it was a brilliant ball out the back from the ball-playing centre-back who, if he does have a minimum release clause, Manchester United need to get on that straight away. That's speaking as a Manchester United fan. Tottenham fans need to hold on to this guy. Absolutely sensational defender, but also a sensational player out the back with the ball. I just like Tottenham. Tottenham are just a wonderful team to watch. I think Chelsea are the best defensive team in the Premier League. They won the Premier League this season because they're the best defensive team. But Tottenham, definitely the best team going forward. Their interplay, their ability to hold the ball now, that's what where they've upgraded this season. Been able to hold the ball in their back three in the opposition's half or in their back two with the defensive midfielder dropped in. So good at in that position. So impressive that Pochettino's moved them on. They didn't even have their main man yesterday in the 6-1 smashing of Leicester City. Christian Eriksen, I think he might have been rested. This in the last two seasons, he's the only player to create over 100 chances in both seasons. But the really interesting one that came out yesterday was that he's got the highest average distance travelled per match in the Premier League this season, running about 11.97 kilometres per game. Which is a really interesting one for a player that's perceived to be a playmaker that's a bit lazy. When he did come to Tottenham, I completely agree with that. Now he puts the work in for Pochettino, and again, credit to Pochettino. What a genius. Spurs are in a good position, second in the Premier League, their best finish ever. In terms of their goal difference, it's plus 52 this season. That's the same goal difference as their entire time between the 93 season to the 2012 season combined. So Tottenham, they are in absolutely scintillating form, both this season and last season. Dele Alli, Son, Eriksen, Kane, Wanyama. They're just a fantastic side all round, and the centre-backs and the full-backs. The only thing is, if they lose Kyle Walker, they've massively got to replace him. In terms of games that were far less exciting, Manchester United played away at Southampton. One of the worst games of football I've seen all season. When Marouane Fellaini is playing as your playmaker, you know something is wrong. Marouane Fellaini is a perfect player in a tactical sense when you play him as either a pure destroyer or you play him as a pure target attacking midfielder, not as a playmaker. When the stats come after the game and you're looking at them, and Marouane Fellaini's completed the most passes, you know it was an absolute stinker of the game. Although the hero was Sergio Romero, who was absolutely fantastic, made so many brilliant saves, and of course the penalty conceded by Bailly, who had a very rash, like it was a mental 5 minutes for Bailly, conceded the penalty, Romero saved it with a brilliant save down to his right hand side. Then Eric Bailly nearly scored a goal with it, he did a wonderful step over and then dragged a shot wide, but it was a mad few minutes for Eric Bailly. But United were just poor with the ball. The frustrating thing for me was that Marouane Fellaini did complete the most passes, but there were players in that side that could have done that. You know, Mkhitaryan, Juan Mata, who could have been on the ball a lot more than they were, and it was just a bit frustrating to see this sort of, you know, United team. Wayne Rooney again. There was a moment at the end of the game, 85 minutes, you're thinking United are searching for a goal, and he just does a Louis van Gaal pass. United have bypassed their midfield, they're counter-attacking against Southampton, just plays a backward pass. I think, honestly, Louis van Gaal is the worst thing that's ever happened to Wayne Rooney. It's killed his passing range, it's killed his creativity, and I think it's killed his career in a way, which is a bit weird. But that's about that for the game. It was absolutely atrocious. Southampton had moments where they played some half-decent stuff. I thought Romeo was very, very good in defensive midfield in the first half, won more tackles than any other player and made more interceptions. Was really good at breaking up Manchester United's attack, and is Southampton's player of the season. Talking about the player of the season, Ander Herrera, ole ole ole, has been awarded the Sir Matt Busby Player of the Year award, which is fully deserved. You know, he's been absolutely brilliant for Manchester United, their standout player this season. His work rate has been fantastic. The amount of distance that he covers for United is incredible. In terms of United this season, Ander Herrera has got the joint most assists, completed the most passes, won the most tackles and made the most interceptions. Fully deserved player of the season. In terms of the young player of the year, it went to Angel Gomez, you know, the young United attacker who's been fantastic for the under-18s this season, the creative hub, but also goal scoring. He's going to be such a player when he, you know, comes through at Manchester United. And Tuanzebe winning the reserve team player of the season. That's been done pretty well. I thought Tuanzebe did well against Southampton as well. You know, kept things quite simple in possession, completed 96% of his passes, 100% of his tackles, made two blocks and a single clearance, and did all right at a position that he just looks a bit, it's not his position. He's a centre half. We all know he's a centre half, or he's a right back potentially, but he's definitely not really a central midfielder. Could play there, could do a role, but he just doesn't. He seems a little bit you know, out of sorts in there, not doesn't play his natural game. Cracking for the reserves this season, of course. Good for the step up. But anyway, guys, that's been that for the Statman Dave Football Podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Until next time, until Saturday, I think we're going to do a podcast. I'm going to a wedding in Liverpool today, so unfortunately we'll have a little bit of a break for the podcast until Saturday morning, where we'll be doing a Q&A. Over and out, see you later, goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.